Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Mekonomen Group's Q3 Report 2015 conference call with Magnus Johansson, CEO, and Per Edblom, CFO. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 11th of November, 2015. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Magnus Johansson. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Magnus Johansson here. For those of you who have been participating previously, this is my first participating in this meeting and will be so going forward. This is a stated presentation of quarter three report. Let's immediately move into the presentation and the facts and figures. Summing up quarter three, there are very clear some statements or some facts that we can more or less use for the whole presentation, basically. And that is, we have what we consider to be favorable growth in all parts of the group, the core part of the company, which we define as Norway and Sweden, and the different businesses under the different brands. We have had so for quite some time now, actually for the whole of this year. We are estimating that we are growing faster than the market in average, and we are also estimating that all parts of the company from these core markets are performing well, and performing well comparatively with the rest of the market. Very specific for quarter three, we have significant negative currency effects. And let's for a minute just divide that effects in at least two parts. We have what could be considered one-time effects as a result of net reevaluation of assets, receivables, and liabilities, meaning that we have had a significant drop in NOK, and that is giving one time, at least considering a state where the currency is now on a stable level, negative effects in quarter three of 16 million SEK. On top of that, we have more traditional effects from weakening Norwegian krone on the gross margin, gross margins effects, but gross margin effects and negative effects from translation of the Norwegian results from what is now a considerably weaker Norwegian krone when we recalculate the Norwegian results to the SEK result. And as you are all aware of, the Norwegian part of Mekonomen Group is significant, close to 50% of our business, so it has a major effect on us when Norwegian or Swedish krona is affected towards other currencies. Looking forward, we can also conclude that the first effect, given that the currencies are stable, will not affect quarter four, the reevaluation of assets. We have, as from the beginning of October, made corrections into the Norwegian market to compensate for the effect, negative effect we have had on gross margin, basically price adjustments. So from beginning of quarter four, we will handle this effect much, much better than we have done in quarter three. will remain is, of course, the translations effects compared to last year, recalculating the Norwegian results quarter four in comparison to what we had quarter four 2014. We can also just conclude that we are continuing and launching new initiatives to make sure that the underlying growth, the strong one as we define it, will continue. And during first half of the year, we concluded that we had not only for the first part of the year, but more or less saying that we for the last year had seen a positively growth in all parts of the company, and we can also moving into quarter three more or less just mention that of course now we are moving into a period when we already had strong growth from a traditional point of view. Looking at third quarter in figures, revenue rose by 5%, comparable units 4%. We have an EBITA, of course, affected primarily by the weakening Norwegian krona, 32 million SEK. We also stated in the report have comparatively negative effects from the Danish operations of 9 million SEK. That affects the EBITA margin negatively from 16 down to 14%. Once again stating that the core part of the group are still performing on a good level. Looking at the whole of the year, still ahead of previous year, even better revenue growth than we had last quarter, 7%, sales comparable unit 6%, what we then consider to be strong performance against the average market on these core home markets as we define them. And then a result, once again, ahead of last year and an EBITA margin in same level as previous year. Looking at the Norwegian krona, we had what we consider to be a dramatic fall in currency exchange rate from the beginning of August. We tried to act fast when we saw where the Norwegian krona were heading. Compared to other businesses I have been part of historically, I consider this branch to be very good in fast handling price changes. But nevertheless, it's impossible to do it over a very short period of time, meaning that I am quite confident to say that we have been acting as fast as possible, given the fact that we have, to a large, hopefully large enough extent, compensated the currency from the beginning of October in Norway through price changes. Moving forward, looking into the different parts of the companies, MECA first quarter, the most significant drop in EBIT you will find in MECA in the third quarter compared to last year, given the fact that we have negatively effects of MECA export business to Denmark by 9 million. And basically the rest of the bridge between the outcome and previous years, except of MECA export business to Denmark, will be the weakening of the Norwegian krona. Looking at the underlying sales growth, if we deduct from this 16% Opus equipment sales and the MECA export business to Denmark sales, MECA grow in line with the rest of the companies in the group, in this case meaning Mekonomen Norden and Sørensen & Balchen. We have a growth where the different parts of the company actually are growing on an equal level quarter three. MECA is still strongest performing in their own channel, affiliate workshops, You will also see from the presentation on number of workshops that MECA have been conducting a strong work in quarter three to add more workshops to make sure that strong growth can continue moving forward. MECA are also now, as Mekonomen and Norden have been doing for quite a long time, performing very well in aspects concerning sales of ProMeister spare parts. We will come back to that later, but the development of sales of ProMeister spare parts are right now even a little bit performing better than expected. We are on a group level right now as percentage sales of spare part up to 14%. And quarter three have actually been performing stronger in sales of ProMeister than we expected. Looking at MECA over the whole period during the year, still ahead of EBIT compared to last year. And given the fact that we have 21 million SEK in negatively affecting this year's outcome and the last quarter's negative effect from NOK, MECA from a year point of view are performing very well. But of course the EBIT margin is affected by the negative result from Denmark and from the Norwegian krona. And from a year perspective, still it's the increased sales in affiliated workshops that are basically driving growth in MECA. Moving forward to Mekonomen Norden, a result almost in line with last year for the quarter. Still having the NOK effect also in Mekonomen Norden. We consider that to be a fairly strong result, especially looking into the performance of Mekonomen Norway. Given the fact that we have a negative NOK effect, we're still able to increase EBIT margins up to 19%, which we consider to be a very well performed quarter from the Mekonomen Norway point of view. Mekonomen Norden and Sweden in particular have been driving sales during the quarter by activating themselves towards consumers. That will normally, when you do activities driving sales from a short perspective, affect your gross margin, which we can also see in Mekonomen Sweden. You will see in the total numbers dividing sales from the different customer groups we have that we have a stronger growth in consumer-related sales in the group than we normally have had from a perspective looking back a couple of years. That is partly driven by activating ourselves towards consumers, and it has short-term a price. Price will be affecting the gross margin a little bit negative. Looking at so far the full year from Mekonomen Norden, still ahead in EBIT compared to last year. EBIT margin on levels of last year. And underlying net sales stronger than we had looking back some years. Mekonomen Norden is probably the part of the company where we have seen comparatively the most positive development of once again growing and growing in line with the rest of the group, but definitely also what we consider to be better than the market in average. Still affected by the NOK from a full point from a year perspective. Once again, looking at the performance of Mekonomen Norway, concluding that it's a very strong development of EBIT and EBIT margin. Sørensen & Balchen, the part of the company most affected by the negative NOK, and still in the quarter actually being able to perform better than last year. Strong underlying sales growth and compared to what we have seen previously, not only a strong development in retail sales, but a strong development in sales to affiliated workshops. Looking at the total year, once again, strong development of EBIT in given the fact that we have the weakened Norwegian krona. Strong underlying sales for the whole of the year, and once again, looking at the sales to affiliated workshops is probably the part of Bilextra that which have developed most positively this year. Looking into market and growth, we have for the quarter, as stated, stronger growth in consumer segment than we normally see. Once again, affected by activating ourselves towards consumer during the quarter. We can see almost an identical growth in affiliated and other workshops. More interesting to see, looking at the full year figures, that it is the affiliated workshop part of the company which are growing. Over time, we are sure that growth in affiliated workshop will drive not the gross margin, but the EBIT margin best for the group. We will focus on this part, focus even harder on this part of our business looking forward. Our ability to help our affiliated workshops to meet not only today's customers' expectations and demands, but prepare them for the future will be a key activity moving forward to make sure that we will be able to outgrow the market for years to come. Looking at the distribution of customer groups, you're stating that customers through our stores or sales through our stores are taking a slightly larger share of total sales. But since we have growth in all parts of the company, it's not on behalf of worse performance somewhere else. It's only because it is really outgrowing the rest of the sales. Looking at the number of stores coming from a period where basically nothing happened for the last quarter, some stores less. Slightly looking into if all the stores we have are really necessary to drive sales for the future. We have stores enough, we can conclude. Workshops, once again highlighting that MECA have done a strong job during quarter three to sign up more affiliated workshops. Looking forward quarter four to see what we can gain from that. Negatively affect Mekonomen workshops are fully explained by some workshops less in Denmark. We can also, from a positive point of view, see that the smallest brand, Speedy, a brand which for the future will be a strong position to have, especially in the big city regions. It is fast, it's convenient, and it's available. And we are growing that right now in and we have actually entered Gothenburg for the first time ever. Once again, ProMeister up to 14% last month, quarter three, even higher than expectations. Also concluding that we do not draw a line where the development will 100% moving upwards going forward for coming months, over time, definitely. We did a lot of launches of new segments, categories, end of last year, which we have benefited from so far this year. Not major ones, or a lot of them, from August moving forwards, by the growth in the figures we have for August and September is within existing ranges. We have worked actually a lot with local assortments in the shops and local warehouses, and of course, prioritized ProMeister in this work. But a lot of that work is now done. So moving forward, the growth of ProMeister will have to be within existing ranges, within existing customers, basically concluding that we hope to continue to be on high level, but not 100% being able to secure an ongoing percent of growth for every month. It has been discussions in Sweden regarding how will suggestions for new rules connected to vehicle inspections affect Mekonomen Group. We have looked into the suggestions. We have calculated theoretical effects and made a conclusion that this will only marginal have a risk of affecting current business. Not only or only 10% pure theoretically. So we are actually not putting a lot of energy and thoughts of this moving forward. Talk a little bit about focuses moving forward. We have just stated some areas where we will increase our efforts or have even more focus than previous. We will look into some of them today, probably come back to some of them during next meeting. You're saying that from a structural point of view, we will change how we organize work and how we, from a structural point of view, are organized in Mekonomen Group. The sales companies Mekonomen Sweden, Mekonomen Norway and Mekonomen Finland will be moving forward from 1st of January 2016, be reporting directly to me. The management level Mekonomen Nordic will be removed. As an effect of this, from 2016 moving forward, we intend to save 15 million SEK. Primarily driver of this is not the cost savings of the 50 million SEK, but to make an organization that are flatter, faster and more adopted to the way that we want to address the market and the way we want to meet constant changing demands and constant changing competition in the local markets. Something about quality and training. We decided that all workshops within MECA and Mekonomen, we are talking about Sweden now, will be members of the SFVF organization that are supporting workshops and especially supporting workshops moving forward, giving them advices and looking after workshops in connection to demand from authorities and etc. We have also during this year reviewed the quality of all workshops in Sweden, MECA and Mekonomen, and also from an inventory level made sure that we know what kind of equipment they have out in the workshops. And as an effect of this review and now knowing what kind of equipment each workshop have out there, made a separate plan for all of these workshops to help them move into future demands and future ways that we see that the workshop must how they must transform to be able to not only be qualified as a Mekonomen or MECA workshop, but even more important, to be able to meet future demands from authorities, customers, and once again also from us as a brand owner. We have also increased our resources and efforts in educating them and offering them, especially from a mechanic point of view, even more training in our ProMeister Academy. Highlighting one project also that we have together Arbetsförmedlingen, the Swedish Public Employment Services. There is right now a lot of people from foreign countries coming to Sweden. A lot of them have a mechanic background. A lot of them have a chance of very fast being integrated in the Swedish society if we can find work for them. There is a constant lack of mechanics in Sweden. Mekonomen Group have identified the need of 500 new mechanics for coming years. And we see a large possibility by having projects together with the Swedish Public Employment Services to educate them, partly train them, but especially to verify their competences for them to be able then to move into employment in our workshop. And we have had two groups of people with the right background being educated by us, and we can conclude that over 50% of them can immediately be employed after the educations we have had. So looking forward to the future to be able to upscale this project, and we see that out of this, there are a possibility that a lot of these 500 mechanics that we need can come from this initiative. Development of new ways of doing business or interesting projects that can affect our sales for the future. Mekonomen Car Share will be launched week 47. The cars are available. They are standing in parking lots, a limited number of them, waiting for the possibilities of people actually to begin to use them and sign up. This is a pilot project. We will learn as we move ahead, but it's a very interesting business model for the future to see if behavior, especially in Sweden and Norway, that people are not so keen on owning cars anymore, that we can still find ways of helping them to find cars and drive killer cars that then, as an effect of mileages, will end up in our workshops to be maintained and repaired. We are launching a new premium concept for workshops. In Meka, Meka Plus, one-stop shop, meaning that we are aiming to offer a lot of services under the same roof, so you can leave your car and we will be able to handle a lot of actually services, repair maintenances, that previously you had to visit several places like car repairs, etc. Quality also of equipment, competences, and knowledge will be higher than an average workshop in Mecca. We have rolled out one, we'll be rolling out the second one, 27th of November, third one, beginning of quarter one, and then there is an ambition constantly to launch new ones years to come. The same ambitions we have for Mekonomen, but we are still waiting for the launch of the first one within a concept that are fairly lookalike, like called Mekonomen Yellow. Last but not least, once again, second year in a row, Mekonomen won. Competition strongest brand in the industry, Swedish Brand Awards. It's a brand award that has not only to do with recognition or knowledge about the brand, it has also to do with the customer experience from being served in a workshop or in a retail store by Mekonomen as a brand. So it has also, it's a quality aspects of which brand in the industry who are winning the prize. Okay. Moving on to Per.
Thank you, Magnus. Regarding detailed financials, I would like to highlight, first and foremost, what Magnus mentioned previously. Sales in comparable units increased by 4%. I think that's an important number. That strips out currency effect, that strips out effects from acquisitions such as Opus. To give a good picture of our performance this quarter regarding growth, and we see that we're taking market share. One figure, if we move forward, which is not in the material, but which is in the interim report, is the gross margin. That actually increased to 55.8%. We have talked a lot about the Norwegian krone here. As Magnus mentioned, we have balance sheet effects, we have translation effects, we have some margin effects. These margin effects, specifically, have been counteracted by good work from our purchasing department. We also see that the mix effect which we normally have, where sales to affiliated workshops is very strong compared to sales to other segments, that effect normally gives a negative impact on EBIT margin, on gross margin. We do not see that specific mix effect this quarter since we have a stronger increase in consumer sales. Consumer sales being campaigned, so we have rebates, but nevertheless, we have less of a negative mix effect this quarter. Furthermore, to a certain extent, not very much, but nevertheless, slightly positive gross margin-wise is the effect of increased ProMeister sales. Actually an increase to 55.8% compared to last year's third quarter of 55.4%. Moving forward, by the way, I would like to mention also that, given the initiatives which we have of securing growth, we have not had a strong operational leverage, which is obvious, and that needs to be stated as well. Moving on to page 31, cash flow. We have a stronger cash flow this quarter than the third quarter last year. We also have an improvement regarding working capital. If you remember, in second quarter, we had deteriorated effect compared to the second quarter 2014 regarding working capital. That trend has now reversed and is the major driver behind a stronger cash flow from operating activities. Specifically, we have, of course, as you can see, increased inventory somewhat, which we did last quarter as well, according to plan. We, however, have a less negative effect than we had last quarter. Good development in receivables. One should keep in mind, though, that regarding receivables, we do have an effect of less receivables in Denmark. We get payments from old receivables, and that has also impacted positively. Looking at investing activities, these 53 million also include the Opus equipment acquisition, which was performed in July. That is in the third quarter. Net debt-wise, we are at 1,760,000,000 SEK compared to 1,763 last year. We have included an acquisition of a medium-sized company such as Opus. A stronger cash flow. Moving to the balance sheet on page 33. I want to highlight again an increase compared to second quarter of goods for resale. but less of an increase once again than between second and third quarter last year. We have actually worked with financial fixed assets. We have focused on that area for a period of time, and that has given a result. We are now down to 51. Whether that is a good level or not, whether what kind of growth changes we should have going forward, we cannot go into now, but that's now we have focused on. So when we put focus on items in the balance sheet, we tend to deliver on these. One detail for anyone analyzing our company is the deferred tax assets, 54 million SEK, of which the majority is relating to the effect which we will have when the legal company in Denmark is cancelled. That effect is moved forward. We have previously communicated a positive tax effect which impact cash flow in 2016. That effect will be postponed, but is still irrelevant, but it will not materialize in 2016, which is important. We have equity to assets ratio of below 40% still, very much due to the restructuring we made last year, and our goal is 40. But it's according to plan as well. That's basically what I have to say about the financial items in addition to what Magnus has communicated earlier here. Thank you very much.
We will now, of course, open up for additional questions, so please.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash. Star and one to ask a question. Our first question comes from the line of Eric Carlson, Horizon Securities. Your line is open.
Hi, do you hear me? It was kind of a broken line there, I heard.
Yeah, from us as well here, Magnus and Per, we couldn't hear at all. Sorry.
But we hear you now.
That's good. I think it's my turn now. Mm-hmm. So the Meka Denmark effect, you said it was negative by 9 million in the quarter, and you expect it to continue in Q4 by the same amount, I guess, then.
We are not saying the same amount, but we are saying right now, what we can say is that we have given the numbers of the accurate sales in Denmark. We can see that it's not a huge difference between quarter two and quarter three. It is growing. It's growing month by month. But of course, the growth is the factor that will over time take Denmark to better results than we have today. So the growth is key issue for making Denmark more profitable.
Okay, by that saying, you will also probably have a negative effect from that in the beginning of 2016 as well, right?
We cannot really do any projections for that, but still saying that the growth of sales is the factor affecting the result in Denmark, more or less the only factor right now.
Okay, understood. And then continuing to high other external cost, as I view it, it was quite much higher compared to last Q3. What is that due to, in your view?
Different factors. I would like to mention three categories. Of course, when we talk about Denmark and the result there, this includes costs, and that gives a certain effect on costs. Number two, we do have initiatives to strengthen growth. Some of these initiatives concern IT investments, which are capitalized and do not end up as costs right now, but when they're depreciated further on. However, we do have an organization
geared for growth, and that give us a drag on operational leverage, indeed. Furthermore, the growth you see, I mean, when I talk about comparable units, that's sort of well, that's comparable units. But in addition, if you look at nominal growth, we do have acquisitions like Opus Equipment is one example. We also have, if you look at the previous during the year, we have a few stores having been partner stores having been acquired. Not many, but on the margin, that has an effect as well, in addition to Opus. So that, I would say, explain to a large extent the cost items and the increased cost.
Okay, I see. Just two other questions here. First one is on other financial items. That's also quite high, minus -8 million. Is that due to the transaction effects in the quarter?
No, it is not. The change is due to effect the revaluation of funds on bank accounts denominated in other currencies, not the home currency. So we have chosen to have on our bank accounts funds or also negative amount, negative funds as well, where we have a currency effect on the bank accounts denominated in other currencies. That's the effect. And that can give positive effect during certain quarters, negative effects during other quarters. Normally, that effect would, over time, be zero, but we will continue to have certain fluctuations, and strong fluctuations when the currencies fluctuate a lot, of course.
Okay, great. And the last question is, if I calculate it correctly, because Magnus said that it will not, you will not have any larger transaction effects in Q4, but of course you will have the translation effect. So from that part of view, what I calculate, what I've seen in your annual report, it should be somewhere around 15-20 million in Q4. Is that correct?
No, we cannot comment on that one. When you calculate the results in Norway, and take it back to the Swedish currency, and then you assume a currency and NOK, which is on the current level throughout the quarter. Is that correctly understood when you do that?
Yes,
calculation?
That's correct. So that is, if to say that the NOK/SEK is at the par what it is now, it should be around 15-20 million, I believe. And I also believe that was the effect in Q3, right? So the effect should be about the same in Q4.
The Q3, then we have the total effect of transaction and translation effects of 16 million SEK.
All right.
And if you look at the third quarter, just repeating the numbers now, which are communicated.
Yeah.
So instead of answering your questions, I will just repeat the numbers. We had in the fourth quarter of 2014, we had an EBIT of 18 million SEK in Sørensen & Balchen SEK. We had in Mekonomen Norway in the fourth quarter 32 million SEK in EBIT. So that gives for Sørensen & Balchen and Mekonomen Norway 50 million SEK. And then we haven't communicated the MECA Norway quarterly effect. You can look yourself in the annual report for MECA Norway if you're an analyst, but I mean, you can see that MECA as a total, excluding Denmark, for the fourth quarter 2014 had 42 million. If you apply the percentage which you wish attributable to Norway, you will get an EBIT for the quarter relating to Norway. And in my world, you could use that as a basis for calculating a translation effect given the Norwegian krona change, expected change from Q4 2014 to Q4 2015. A little bit technical exercise, but that's how I view it. I don't know how you have calculated, but that's my view right now.
And as I said, we have taken actions to a large or a full extent, take away the effects on gross margin of a weakened Norwegian krona.
Did that answer your question on translation effects, our view on it, rather than answer this with a specific number?
Yes, it's understood. That's good. Thank you very much for your answers. I get back in line.
Yep.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Robin Santavirta from Handelsbanken. Please ask your question.
Yes, hi, it's Robin from Handelsbanken. Just going back to the NOK impact on Q4, if I calculate, I arrive at a number of around 5 million. I guess sort of the sensitivity you provide in the annual report, the 1% change gives a 8 million impact. I guess that's sort of everything else unchanged. So that's also including transaction impact.
Yeah, the 8 million for 1% change, which we refer to in our report, is a combination of translation and transaction.
Right. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good. Then also regarding the fixed costs and OpEx, it's true it's growing actually quite rapidly, 14% in local currency fixed costs up year-on-year, while sales is up by 5%. Now I heard the explanations and I understand them, but how should we view now this going forward? Are the OpEx or fixed costs, if you like, going to grow in Q4 and early 2016 as rapidly as they do now? And can you provide any kind of comments how much sort of the sales growth is driven by these measures, the marketing measures?
On such a direct question, I cannot provide, I mean, a very specific answer, but I can give you some highlights. The consumer sales increase is to a large extent, in the third quarter, is to a large extent an effect of campaigns, to some extent affecting gross margin, but a lot of effect on relatively wise, on personnel and on marketing expenses. So increased consumer sales has impacted personnel and marketing expenses.
Okay,
Furthermore, we have communicated previously savings programs which has been implemented, and we now communicate another saving program which will run during 2016 and have full effect from second quarter 2014. We have not communicated specifically any targets affecting Q4, which means that we have a certain cost base right now, and we are investing in, as I mentioned, IT investments, which are capitalized, but we also have an organization geared for growth, which has certain costs related to it right now.
Right. Looking at the Norwegian businesses, it seems as Mekonomen, Norway and Sørensen Balchen are performing sort of better, absorbing the weak Norwegian crown, while then Mekka perhaps is being hit more. Is this the right interruption, or and why is that?
I think in general that the smaller Sørensen og Balchen organization is even more, perhaps even more flexible in the short term, handling changes in what I must state in a very good way. Not saying that they are not affected by Norwegian crown, probably they are the most affected one, but from a management perspective, they are actually doing a very good job. I think Mekonomen Norway had actually a good period, compensating for effects from the currency exchange rate. And Mekonomen Norway have had extremely good development for the first half of the year. Also saying that Mekonomen Norway now have been performing very well for a longer period than just half of a year. So they are also a little bit growing against strong growth historically. But as I said, both Mekonomen Norway and Mekonomen Sweden have entered into a lot of activities also once again to keep up growth, partly in this stated and highlighted as the growth of affiliated workshops.
Good, thanks. And then finally, then if you add back the negative FX impact to Norwegian business, it actually seems that the underlying businesses are performing almost extremely well, while then Mekonomen Sweden, for example, is again reporting margins slightly below performance during the past few years in Q3. Why is this? It doesn't seem to be a top line issue. So is it a gross margin issue or is it a cost issue? And how do you see the future of Mekonomen Sweden and especially the margin performance?
It's also it's the background I come from in Mekonomen. So it has been prioritized to get Mekonomen Sweden in particular. Norway of Mekonomen have always been growing on a satisfactory level, but Mekonomen Sweden came from years where there was weaker growth, and we could not have that over time. So we have put resources in Mekonomen Sweden to once again begin to grow, not only on a level compared to market, but also better as the rest of the group. And that is affecting the cost side on Mekonomen Sweden from a perspective of sales and marketing. It has been so for some quarters now, yes.
And will continue for a while?
We are more and more certain that performance is on a good level, but not saying that we will not prioritize growth. We will in Sweden, in Mekonomen Sweden, yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. The next question comes from the line of Erik Persson. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's Erik at Pareto here again. Just a follow-up question. You talked something about the medium-sized acquisition such as Opus or something like that. Was that correctly?
No. I mean, to be clear, no. Small and medium. We have one medium-sized acquisition, that's Opus, nothing else. Then we have small add-ons regarding stores, which are mentioned in the report. I think it's page 5. Partner stores, which has been acquired, and some workshops, small ones. So we have one medium-sized, nothing else.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much.
Once again, it's a star and one to ask a question. And there is no further question at this time. Please continue.
Okay. No further questions. From my side, thank you for participating. Thank you for listening in. And
Thank you for asking a question, probably clarifying for everyone participating in this telephone meeting. From our side, then we close the conference call and looking forward to talk to you again after next quarter. Okay? Thank you and bye.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.